For Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, just here for you, just because God says so, and because you are worth it. Pray with us, please. God, thank you for this time to be together. Help us to continue to bless you and to do our best to be a blessing to one another. In Jesus' name, have your way, dear God, wherever and however we are. And we all say, Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Again, this is Pastor Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, as well as Discipleship for Discipleship Counseling Services. I am here with you as we typically are every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Why? To share our prayer requests, our praise reports, and to see what thus saith the Lord through the message and the music and the ministry of prayer. Tonight we are focusing, this weekend actually, on our faith. Can your faith endure the fire? Can your faith stand the fire? Can your faith keep itself and keep you in the fire? So we're going to talk about that tonight. Tonight I'm going to open up with a little story for you instead of scripture. And this comes from an anonymous writer. It's not myself, but it's an anonymous writer. And I became aware of this around when I saw it around 2012. So it simply goes like this, that a man was being chased by a tiger. He ran as hard as he could until he was at the edge of a cliff with the tiger in hot pursuit. The man looked over, made a decision to grab the branch below that area where the tiger was, and then did a sigh of relief. Now from there, a mouse came from a crevice and began to chew on that very same branch the man was holding on to. He looked down, the man, to what was a drop of 1,000 feet. And sure death, and looked to the heavens and yelled out, "Dear God, if you are there, please help. I will do anything you ask, but please help me." Suddenly a voice came booming from heaven. "You will do anything I ask?" it questioned. The man replied, "Yes, please. I would gladly do anything you ask, but please save me." So the voice from heaven replied, "There is one way to save you, but it will take courage and faith." The branch began to weaken from the mouse biting on it, and the tiger was still growling at the top. And the man looked down again and saw sure death. So he yells up, "Please, Lord, tell me what I must do, and I will do it. I will. Your will is my will." So the voice from heaven then said, "All right, then, let go of the branch." The man looked down to a fall of 1,000 feet and certain death. He looked over at the hungry, up at the hungry tiger. He looked over at the mouse still chewing on the branch. And then he looked up at the heavens and yelled, "Is there any way else up there?" So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. As far as your own faith, are you holding on to some things? Are we holding on to some things that God is telling us to let go because they have become safety blankets or adult-sized pacifiers, or they have become places of comfort, even though Jesus is trying to get us to another point in our lives and our faith? So we're going to talk about that tonight. The scripture, again, is based on faith. And just to give you just a line of scripture, we know that, as Hebrews 11 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen." We're going to talk about that tonight. Can your faith endure the fire? We're going to listen to some music and hear the word that comes from the three Hebrew boys that were caught in that fire because of their own faith in God, in Jesus Christ. Stay with us right here. You know the number to call in. If you don't know, I'm going to tell it to you right now. It's 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. And I answer the phone off air so that you decide whether you want your prayer request or praise report shared on or off air. Okay. But either way, I am here to serve you. You can also call me with your song selections if there's something that you like to hear or something that you want to dedicate to that special someone. Again, 904-296-2251. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica.
Hey!
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. That's right, the body of Christ, wherever we are. That's awesome song. That was Donnie McClurkin as well as Donnie McClurkin singing that. That's from the Donnie and CeCe, An Evening with Donnie and CeCe CD. And so that was awesome. That kicked me off just right. I hope it did you as well. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. Put that in your phone or write it down somewhere. 904-296-2251. Please, we want to hear your voice. Speaking of hearing voices, just heard from Brother Robert. So glad to hear his voice. Brother Robert is not only an encourager, and thank you for calling in just so I can hear just how well you are doing and for checking on me, Brother Rob. I really appreciate it. But he's also a champion and definitely a man of faith as we talk about faith tonight, all right? Again, that number, 904-296-2251. As we talk about, can your faith make it through the fire? We're going to come from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. I'm going to read a few verses for you from that book. Okay, the book of Daniel, chapter 3. This is talking about what is familiar for a lot of people, whether saved or not, whether Christian or not, have heard about the three Hebrew boys that were in the fire being tossed there because of their belief and their faith ultimately in God, in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So chapter 3 of Daniel says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then it goes down to verse 4. After they say how he has all the counselors, governors, administrators, treasurers, judges, magistrates, officials, you know, all the important people of this place come for this dedication and this new image that was made of gold for King Nebuchadnezzar when it was set up. Then verse 4 says, a herald cried out aloud, to you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Well, it goes on down in verse 12 from Daniel chapter 3 to say that there are certain Jews whom someone is telling on them. They said to the king, there are certain Jews who you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. They call them, had changed their name, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Originally, they were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These were the boys, the friends of Daniel, right? And so it says that these three men, king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your God or worship the gold image with you, what you set up. So then the king has them come into them, and he tries to ask them before he just inflicts punishment upon them, and says now in verse 15, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the harp and all these other instruments, as I said, to bow down and worship this image which I have made good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Can your faith keep you in the fire? Can your faith endure the fire? Can your faith stand the flames of the fires of life that come your way? We're going to hear just a little more music to make sure we are set right on this path. And again, call me. I want to hear your voice too with your prayer request, praise report, or just to give a shout out to someone. The number is 904-296-2251. Right after this song, Above All by Michael W. Smith, we will go right into this word. It is hot and heavy on my heart. I hope you stay with us here on Standing in the Gap.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what
beautiful reminder right there that truly Jesus took the fall for us, thought of us, and that's the main reason, the only reason why he did it, primarily also because of God loving us and wanting a connection to us, with us, even though we continue to fall short. Thank God for being God, right? This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get to this word. You can call in. You can't bother me. The number is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. And if you hear this ever as a rebroadcast where it is the encore encore presentation is how, what we call it here, then know you can call 904-624-9868. Because when that plays, usually I'm traveling, preaching somewhere else, but I'm also still on duty for you during these hours because God said so. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. wherever I am, East Coast, West Coast, West Indies, West Africa, it does not matter. I am your servant and privileged to be so. So as we talk about tonight's topic for tonight, as well as Saturday and Sunday, we are talking about, can your faith endure the fire, coming from the book of Daniel. Now, it is true, as we think about different heritage and culture, some come to mind very quickly that we know we have gone through something or they've been through something. But all of us, if the truth be told, all of us have gone through, every race, every people, every gender has gone through something, right? Those of Spanish descent have gone through revolutionary fires. Those of Native American descent have gone through reservation fires. Those of Jewish descent have gone through Holocaust fires. Those of Anglo-Saxon and white descent have come through religious fires. Those of Caribbean descent have gone through poverty fires. And it's not even necessary to, because we all know that those of African American, black descent have also gone through our own cultural fires of enslavement. So whether you are African, Mexican, Indian, Asian, or the Caucasian persuasion, we all have gone through fires that try to burn us alive. Usually our trying times are due to one group trying to establish power over another one. Usually it is over one group who has some form of power, whether educationally, economically, or environmentally. They either have a monopoly on the market, the money, or the materials that are produced. In other words, there are times in our lives when things and or people will try to stand in positions of power over us to make us bow down. So when the fires of life seek after you and your relationships, your religion, and your everyday realities, the question for you tonight is, you ready? Can your faith endure these fires? When you are placed in the fire of frustration, where somebody or everybody just seems to be getting on your last inch of, you know, that really good part of that last decent nerve, can your faith make it through that fire? When you know that God is burning up the heat in your heart to show the word and not just to know the word, can you make it through that fire? When you see so much doom, devastation, and depression on the news, can your faith endure the fire? When it seems like your house is not a home, as a matter of fact, it's closer to feeling like hell, can your faith make it through the fire? For truly the fires of life get pretty hot, and at times it is natural to want to bow out, but still we don't bow down. Nebuchadnezzar, the king that I just read about before, wanted the three Hebrew boys to bow down. He wanted them to bow down to this golden image he made. See, God had helped Nebuchadnezzar and his people, the Chaldeans, to win some battles, but now he was, Nebuchadnezzar, smelling himself. You know, his head was so swollen, probably couldn't make it out of his own mansion. And instead of giving God the glory for all that God had done, he decides to take it for himself. Nebuchadnezzar created this golden image. The text doesn't tell exactly what it was, but symbolically, I just believe wherever it was, it represented the maximum size of his ego. Daniel, the writer of this book, and the three boys, the Hebrew boys, whose name originally were Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, became known as Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and Daniel's name was changed to Belteshazzar. You know, the king was trying to change everything about their origination so that he could control them the way that some people still try to control us also, right? But they were young, which is why they refer to as boys. They refer to as boys in the scripture. They were very intelligent, well-groomed, and had it going on at even a young age because they knew about God already, but they also knew God. Did you hear the difference in what I just said? Because there is a difference. To know about God is to know that God exists. But to know God is to experience that existence. To know of God is to hear about God's miracles. But to know God is to experience those miracles every day in some way. To know of God is to read the testimonies of others. But to know God is to have your own testimony as to how God brought you out, without a doubt, from some foolishness, some foul relationship, or some furious fire that could have left you for dead. To know God is to know that He knows you and loves you and is looking out for you even in the midst of the fire. No matter how hot it gets, they knew Him personally and their faith could handle the fire. Why? Well, first of all, because they knew about God's aptitude, God's ability. Do you know that God is able to get you out of every fire that comes your way or that you walk to yourself when we go astray? We're going to answer that question together, if you don't mind, when we come back here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. Stay with me right here. Please give me a call and trust us with your prayer request and your praise report. The number is 904-296-2251. We're going to hear one beautiful song, Faith That Conquers, by Vanessa Bell Armstrong with her amazing voice. Stay with us right here. This is Praise 107.9, Jacksonville.
Sees the invisible, expects the incredible, receives the impossible. Faith that can conquer anything. Faith that uproots problem. Faith to know God can solve them. Faith to vision my freedom. I have faith that can conquer in
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Faith That Conquers. That's one of my favorite songs. I think it's some of yours too, right? This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here until 1 a.m. around midnight. It's when we get to our Ha Ha Hallelujah clips where we hear some comedy from a couple of comedians. I think we just have one that we're focusing on tonight, but we're going to hear about three parts of his set. So stay with us for that as well. Right now we are talking about, can your faith endure the fire? As we are talking about the three Hebrew boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, also known as Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. So we ended off in Daniel 3 and talking about this word as to how did they know that their faith could handle the heat, could handle the fire, because they knew about God's aptitude, God's ability. And remember, you can call here even while I'm speaking. The number is 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. You can also listen to us live stream by going to the website praise1079.com and listen to us right there, praise1079.com. You can also add the free app to your phone, and that's for whatever your Play Store is. You can go there. It's totally free. It has the radio station Praise 107.9, the one by CP Broadcasting. Just add that, and that way you can listen to us live wherever and whenever, wherever you are. And you also have ways, if you go to the website, go to the Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica information under the on-air host, and there you have all the ways to connect with us. Through email, sitgpastor@gmail.com. The Facebook logo that takes you right to the Facebook page of the same name, as well as the messenger on that Facebook page as well. We have people who listen outside the United States. Thank God for that. So it's even more economical for them, not just the time difference, but financially, for them to contact that way. And for you as well, if you feel better typing it in than calling in. But primarily, you can always call 904-296-2251. Now, back to this aptitude. The Hebrew boys knew that their faith could handle the heat because they knew about God's aptitude, God's ability. Simply put, they knew God was able to do what, preacher? Name something. Conquer mountains? Yes. Overcome obstacles? Yes. When you look at the resume of God, the one who created the heavens and the firmament, we won't so easily bow down to the government. When we look at God, the creator of all creations, we know he has power over all our frustrations. When we look at God, the one who is able to speak and things jump off, he spoke and the world was created. God spoke and animals were populated. God spoke peace to storms and it had to take chill pills. God spoke with power to the demons and they had to run for the hills. God spoke in your life and stopped some struggles and strife. So you better know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I or you can ask, think, or imagine. God is able to overcome addictions, able to overcome afflictions and adultery, able to heal my wounded heart, able to fill my empty cup, able to feed my starving situation, and able to give me the gift of salvation. And all I have to do, dear hearts, is to trust and know that God is able. Believe in God's aptitude, God's ability. The Hebrew boys believed because they had been through some stuff with God before. They had been taken from their homeland. They still trusted God. They had been required to learn a new language. They trusted God. They were asked to get rid of their own clothes. They trusted God. They had been asked to eat a special diet and not the food from their God, but they still trusted God. And in all these challenges and changes, they stayed true to who and how God had created them, even though people were trying to change them and everything around them. Sound familiar? You ought to just give an amen right there on credit. I'm good for it. Didn't our ancestors go through the same thing, whoever your ancestor is? I'm just talking about humanity. We all have some ancestors who were taken from their homeland and they trusted God, were required to learn other languages and trusted God, were made to get rid of royal robes and put on rags. Our people trusted God. They were required to eat leftovers. And speaking of African Americans, and they were allowed to eat and had to eat scraps and make the best out of what they had. And they trusted God. When our hands were bleeding from picking cotton, plucking corn, planting greens and plowing the land, our people trusted him. And now we have the nerve to sit up in cushy offices with air conditioners and comfortable surroundings because of their backs and through their labor and through the sacrifices of their own dreams and the fact that they trusted God. And we get in little things now in comparison and act like that our faith can't make it. God is so good at being God. All we have to do is believe in his aptitude, believe in God's ability, know that God is able. God's aptitude applied to our lives is why we can make it through the faith. Our faith can make it through the fire. That's one reason. But also believe in God's attitude. For truly, God is not only able to sustain you in the fire, God is also willing to save you from the fire. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, too. Is that all right with you? I hope so, because we're going to do it anyway. I'm just saying. Look, we're going to hear some Leon Timbo right now, 1,000 Songs. Please listen to the word. Let the melody also minister to you. Leon Timbo is originally from Jacksonville, Florida, so that's a shout out to our homeboy here. Extremely talented man of God who truly has a connection and a strong faith with God himself. Listen to the words of this song. We're going to hear this one and one other one after it. I'm going to pray with some of our community right here now, off air, and also still available to pray with you on or off as well. The number is 904-296-2251. We're so awesomely glad, also on Facebook, to have Woman of God, Sister Glenda with us, as well as Sister Monique, as well as Sister Sheila. We're so glad to have them joining in with us through the live stream there as well. Stay with us right here. You're listening to Standing in the Gap. I am not necessarily a girl because I don't know that, but I am your servant, whether you like it or not. I am here to pray for you and with you because God said to do so, and that's enough for me.
Songs of freedom, it won't hurt to sing one more. And if my song now sings me, may it see the end of war. Oh, may it see the end. Right about the times when we sat down at the table, waiting for Daddy to come home. Whoa. I'm right about the times when the game was on the line and Mama stood up with a jersey on. I asked if there's a God and he still stands, and there's a cross and there's a plan. There's still love deep within. There must be freedom. There must be freedom. So I sing 1,000 songs of freedom. It won't hurt to sing one more. And if my song now sings me, may it see the end of war. May it see the end. Oh, right about the times when it seemed no one came up missing, 'cause every holiday we made it home. Oh, right and hope this memory's get into the hearts of family, beyond the party lines and interracial wars. 'Cause y'all, there's a God and he still stands, and there's a cross, there's a plan, There's still love deep, deep within. There must be freedom. If we're the only ones standing, there must be freedom. Oh, a thousand songs of freedom. It won't hurt to sing one more. And if my song now saves me, may you see the end of war. May you see the end. Jesus knows your problems, only he can solve them. It's what they told me when I was a little boy. Well, I say now, well, I need Jesus more now. If not for me, then for that soldier who's gonna be deployed tomorrow. Always remember Jesus. That's what Grandma said. Jesus, Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Oh, always remember, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, oh, Jesus. Always.
Always Remember by Smokey Norful And before that, we heard A Thousand Songs by Leon Timbo, Jacksonville's own Leon Timbo. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The number to call in, because we are live, is 904-296-2251. So let me say this to be obedient to what God is nudging me to do. Some of us that want to call in that don't call in, this is especially the time for you, because it's a no judgment zone. It's a safe haven where we can talk about whatever it is that's going on in our lives. And why do we do that? Because it's a no judgment zone. We are here just because God said to be so. God said to be here for those, to stand in the gap with those. So we stand in the gap as a community of prayer, praise, and proclamation, especially for those who are up at this time of the night. This is a very nocturnal community, right? And so we are a little different. I'm not going to say weird, because we're not weird, but we're a little different than those who typically go through the 9-to-5 daily things. And why are we different a little bit? Because usually this is the time that most people are asleep. So if you're not asleep, there are a few reasons why. That's who we are purposely appealing to. Because if you are up, it's because you are working and you are a stand-in-the-gap person yourself. Our officers, men and women, are up doing their shifts and making sure that we are being protected and serving. Our people who are medical specialists are in the trauma and ERI centers and hospitals. Our hospice workers who are helping people to transition to a tougher way of health for those who are not passing, and helping others to do just that, to transition to complete health, meaning deliverance from the body by Christ, to leave this earth and prayerfully to go to the other side of heaven. So we have those who are up. We also have people who are up because they are suffering in some way within their body, physically or physiologically, within their mind, psychologically, and going through some family struggles or relationship struggles, or going through some disease or dis-ease of living right now. We also have people that we know, I feel it in my spirit without a doubt, that are contemplating giving up and tapping out before they are tapped by God to come home. Those who have suicidal ideation and who are very Christian, who are very, very much believing in God, and has nothing to do with your faith, but times have just gotten so dark and so dimly lit that we think we can't suffer like this anymore. We can't do without family, or we can't do family or friends like this, or we can't do ministry, or we can't live in one identity when we feel our identity is something else, or we've been hurt, or we feel disgraced or embarrassed by someone, and we feel like we just want to quit. So we are here for you as well to remind you that you are not alone. There are those who are suffering through sarcoidosis and different types of cancer, those who are suffering through HIV and AIDS, those who are up because they can't sleep because the pain is louder than the peace right now, those who are up because the PTSD, afraid to go to sleep because of the times that they were in military or actual wars, or the times when they experience abuse from other family members in those in-house private wars that the family tells us to be quiet about. What happens under this roof stays in this roof. That is a guaranteed way to stay unhealthy, also to stay broken, to stay abused, and to stay victimized. What we want you to do as we pray, and I'm saying we, our God, the one whom we love, our Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, is for you to feel empowered to tell on yourself, to tell on others, not to snitch, just to tell it, because you don't have to snitch, to tell what's going on for real, for real. When I ask how someone is doing, I really ask that and wait for a response. It may sound cliché-ic to say, how are you? But I really mean that when I ask it. And I'm looking for a response in body language, in the words, as well as what's not being said. And so I'm asking you that right now. By the power of God, I am asking you, how are you doing? How are you? And how is it going for you for real? And I hope you take a bold and humble move in knowing that God is with you. And so the power that's within you, that's of God, is greater than the power outside of you. You know what I'm talking about, that little widow punk Satan who wants you to stay quiet, who wants you to be isolated, who wants you to grin and bear it as if nothing is wrong, and also who wants you to act like nothing is going right as well and don't share because no one cares. We care about your celebrations also. This is a time where typically we don't call people because it's too late. This is a perfect time for you to call here because we are wide awake for you. If you're on the road, be very careful. That's why I ask you to put the number in your phone so you can just speed dial it. But also you can call us as well, that we are here for you. We don't want you to ever feel like you are alone. And so again, even if you have family and friends and church family that are in your corner, that's great. Now you have an additional one. And if you feel you have none of those, then now you have at least one. And this one, with the stuff God has brought me to and through, along with the other one, the stuff that God has brought all of us to and through, together we can handle anything, including our faith, enduring the fires. All right? All right, let's get to this word again. From Daniel 3, we're talking about, can your faith endure the fire? The Hebrew boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, also known as Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, also knew that God's aptitude, God's ability, is what would help them within their faith making it through this literal fire, but also God's attitude. God is not only able to sustain us in fires, God is also willing to save us from fires. That, again, is when I have moved beyond knowing, just knowing about God, into knowing God for myself, right? These three Hebrew boys, these young men, knew that God had a heart for them. God had showed up so many times before and helped them through things. They were familiar with God's favor upon their lives. They had great memories about God's mercy, and now they believed that this attitude of God would be to do what God does best, to save his people. For God is not only able, God is willing. That's God's attitude. God not only wants to help us and can help us, God will help us if we believe this. We will bow down to banks sometimes in asking or pleading or begging for loans instead of just praying to the one who sits on the throne. See, banks are able, but they're not always willing when God is. We bow down to businesses trying to register, sign up, seek employment. That's cool. And although they are able to hire us, that does not mean that they are always willing. We come from a heritage, those who are of African-American descent, that have endured segregation and separation, condemnation and degradation, meaning that they were put aside. Things were put aside. We were put underfoot and treated less than full-fledged citizens. Society was able to accommodate our needs, but they weren't willing to do so. They were able to teach us to read, but they were not willing to do so. They were able to give us equal rights, but were not willing to do so at some points in times. They were able to treat us with compassion of love, but were not willing to. But God saw us then and sees us all now through all of those fires and the ones that we still endure at times, also still because of the color of our skin instead of the greatness that lives within. So here we are today. Doctors, lawyers, architects, educators, service workers, teachers, principals, nurses, counselors, preachers, deacons, children of God, because God heard the cries of our ancestors and still hears the cry of those who are dying too soon because of bad choices being made. God is able to help all of us, whatever our culture or color, God is also willing to give us another chance, willing to bring us through generational complications and family irritations, willing to remind us that we are not statistics of nothingness, but that we are examples of His grace, His mercy, His love, and His power, His ability, His authority, and His willingness to serve those who serve Him. So you believe in God's aptitude, that God is able, but also believe in God's attitude, that God is also willing to bless you. Why? Because you're worthy. I know you don't feel worthy, but God says that you are worth it. I know you, like myself and all people who are human, have made mistakes. There's no reason for us to say we're not perfect before we say what we did. That's redundant. We're human. So I'm not glorifying the fact that we make mistakes and that we sin and that we do these mistakes and sins on purpose at times. I'm just saying that's a given. That's what we do. God still loves us. And because of that love and because of the way God increases our faith, we can do our part to believe in it, to know God better, and to walk better the way God has equipped us to do so. Amen. Can I get a couple of amens for that? Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. We're going to go now to some of our ha hallelujah, because it is about that time for us to do that. You know, we truly believe that God is a God who heals through laughter. And so here we go. Let's see. Tonight we have AJ Jamal. You know, I told you sometimes during this time we're doing the security checks, so it's a little delayed, but here it is now. Here we go. See, just told you we're not perfect. We have AJ Jamal tonight, and we're gonna hear that. Let me see, I wanna re-cue this up for you. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to hear AJ Jamal. This is from The Family Hour, comedy for all ages, and that's featuring Tommy Davidson. This was done 2014, and this is provided to you through YouTube and the Orchard Enterprises. And so we get to hear AJ Jamal tonight. Remember, my microphone is on purpose so I can laugh in with you. And you can still call me as well, 904-296-2251. Let's listen in.